Shoemaker, reading from my 2018 novel, My Lady Lipstick. This passage is from Chapter 5. Paris Ellison is delivering her homemade brownies to be sold at her local bar, run by Lisa Gerritsen, a character you might remember from Warming Trend. Paris is hoping to cross paths with the fascinating Diana she met the day before. It was full-on, 100% March weather for the walk to Mona Lisa's with her regular brownie delivery. Unlike yesterday, the sun hid behind a layer of high mist while the wind continued to stab into every gap in Paris's clothing. Gusts snatched furiously at the box she was balancing on one shoulder, causing her to clutch it even more tightly. She gratefully stumbled out of the wind to discover that the bar also felt chilled to its core. Lisa, who had a bright red scarf wrapped around her neck and wore close-fitting fingerless gloves, asked Paris, "How does it feel colder today than it did in December? I don't get it." "I'm not from around here, remember?" "Yeah, but you chose it. I was following my heart." Paris didn't try to hide her eye roll. "Then it has its compensations, right?" Lisa's ill humor vanished. "That it does. Warmth at night is not an issue." "Nobody likes a gloater," a regular at the bar observed. "Have pity on the single people, would you? You're always bragging about you and the missus." Lisa made a show of staring off into the distance. "Huh, where is it we live? Where are we right now?" "Crap," he muttered. Lisa continued, as if he hadn't spoken. "Are we in an Irish bar named after an Italian icon, owned by a Swedish-American lesbian married to an Inuit woman, where a Polish guy named Miguel is complaining about my free speech?" Two other regulars joined her to finish in unison. "We must be in America." "Bite me," Miguel said. "Please, let those be fresh brownies." Grinning, Paris gestured at the box she'd set on the bar. "You'll have to beg her for them now." Miguel shrugged. "It won't be the most humiliating thing I do today." Lisa passed over one of the bags from Paris's box to him. "On the house, sweetie, you know I love you." Paris was grateful for the bar byplay and laughed along, which had nothing to do with the fact that Diana had emerged from the restrooms and returned to the stool at the far end of the bar. Lisa handed over the usual cash for the brownies. "Fresh coffee isn't quite finished brewing. I'll bring it over. Lunch?" "Just coffee today, thanks." Paris made a beeline for the table at the window. It felt a little bit junior high, like the whole maybe she'll notice me not noticing her thing. Junior high, oh, what happy memories they weren't. Paris had always been odd girl out in more ways than one. It didn't feel great that after everything else she'd been through, she was still capable of drooling over a pretty straight girl. Lisa herself dropped off the coffee. "Did you insult each other or something?" Paris's puzzled look apparently didn't fool Lisa at all, because she added, "The two of you are aggressively not noticing each other." "All I did was show her where a postal drop box was. There was no time to become bosom buddies." "And it was doubtful that Diana was into bosoms," Paris could have added. The same thought might have crossed Lisa's mind as well. "She could be more trouble than she's worth." But it was said with more innocence than necessary. Paris shot her a suspicious look. "That reverse psychology thing won't work." Lisa shook back her blonde surfer girl curls. "Oh, honey, you'd be surprised." She watched Lisa make her way back to the bar and let her gaze, casually she hoped, move on to where Diana had been sitting. Just as she realized Diana was no longer on her bar stool, a throat was loudly cleared right in front of her. "Hi! You are a regular here, aren't you?" Diana had what was left of her beer in one hand, a Boston Public Library book bag dangled from the other. "No more so than you, apparently." "Not for long." Faint lines of worry edged into the corners of Diana's eyes. "Turns out the production might fall before we get more than basic rehearsal pay. So I'll be moving on, as I'm barely making ends meet as it is. Hate to lose this place for lunch, though." "Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, this is nice. Not too pricey for the basics." Diana glanced over her shoulder at Lisa. "How does she do it? It's the 2nd of March. She's bundled up in a scarf and she still looks like she just got back from the beach. And I don't mean an English beach. I mean a South of France beach." Her parents mated well, obviously. Paris might have said the same for Diana's parents. A slightly different result, where Lisa glowed like she'd just left off sunbathing, Diana was a shimmer of candlelight, with pink cheeks, which made the red hair all the more vibrant. Sun and moon, like flip sides of the same feminine coin. Paris had to admit she'd always been intrigued by women like Lisa and Diana. Ex-girlfriend Carrie had been that rare creature, a gamer geek, who was also a high femme. They all innately understood a world Paris was lost in, like a game where all the symbols made sense to only one kind of player. Paris was never going to earn the experience points and adventuring gear it took to navigate that world. Not now, not ever. She didn't want to, either, but that didn't mean she wasn't fascinated. She realized that Diana had asked her a question and was giving her an increasingly puzzled look. Sorry, writer's hazard, a thought I was intrigued by. Do writers do that? Drift off in thought mid-conversation? Well, this one does. My Lady Lipstick is available at lesbian-owned and operated bellabooks.com in either paper or ebook for any reading device. Whatever your favorite store is, just search for Callmaker, K-A-L-L-M-A-K-E-R, because there's only one. Thanks for listening.